Hey everyone, this is going to be one of those audio update thingies again. I really wanted to make one because it's been a super long time since I last made one, and also I have a lot to say. I'm really sorry for the background noises. I'm not in my usual setup. I'm actually recording at my desk right now with my old microphones because I just wanted to put them to use again, and I don't know, I didn't feel like going inside of my vocal booth to record this, so it's just natural, but that means there's gonna be a lot of background sounds in the background, because I do live in a city, and there's a lot of sounds, but yeah, I want to talk about a lot of stuff surrounding my content. First of all, I haven't really been active, that much on Patreon last week, like in my uploads, because I had a very busy week and I felt a bit weird about stuff and everything together. I couldn't really do much, and I didn't do the things I wanted to do. I'm sorry for that. And there's a few other reasons as well that I'll get into later. First of all, I just want to say I am okay, but I've been feeling a little weird about stuff lately. My content. I still love making my content, and I know for a fact that my content still is as good as it's always been. Like, nothing's changed for that. I still put my stories out and my audios and a bit of everything, and people still respond well to it, so I think everything's going good with my content. But I can feel myself that it's time for a change. Well, at least some things do have to change, because I am drained. I have so many ideas, and I have so many things I want to do, but I can physically not get myself anymore to like record the way I used to. Sometimes it physically hurts to record something. I get a very, very weird feeling in my cheeks and jaw, and my voice just kind of, I've been forcing myself sometimes to record and stuff. I don't really know what's wrong with me, but I don't find recording as enjoyable as I used to. I want to create so many stories and I want to do so many things, but I can feel that my body is getting tired of it. I can't do it that well anymore. And that's why I've also decided to, I used to do commissions for like the Lion tier on Patreon. But I've stopped my commissions temporarily. Well, the Lion tier has come to an end, and I do plan on doing commissions again at a certain point, but I'm taking a break of commissions right now because it's too much work, and I can't really do it anymore. I'm just getting very much overwhelmed. I'm just really getting overwhelmed by a lot of things. Also, private life has been a bit more, let's just say that I'm an adult now, and adult life can be hard sometimes, for lots of reasons. And also, I have my relationship, and I want to spend more quality time with my boyfriend, when he's here, because, like, classes have started, like, when we see each other, because classes have started again, and, our focus kind of, like, goes to doing our own things a bit and doing what we have to do. And but things are really still going super, super well with my boyfriend. My boyfriend has actually been making a lot more appearances in my audience, in my audios as of late. And we're actually making plans on making him a bit more involved in my content as well, which is exciting. But yeah, back to me. So, I've been dealing with a lot of anxiety. I've always kind of had anxiety, but it's pretty bad. I have to take medicine for it. And it is, I think it is because of my content and what I do. Yeah, it's just, it's a lot of stress that I put on myself to put out the things I want to put out. And I'm just kind of drained. I'm really, really broken and drained. And I don't make it appear, but it's just really, really been hard. And it's time for things to change a bit. And I'm already putting out a bit less content, which I think is a good idea, since I wish I could do more, but I really cannot physically record more than I can record and work on more things than I can work on. Because it's really, it's gonna sound weird, but I like editing and stuff, but it's, if you continue to edit for like a whole day, you're so tired of hearing your own voice, and it could be the best audio I've ever made. I feel so horrible listening to it because it's just my voice, and I don't hate my voice, but it's very tiring to listen to your voice all day. And it's frustrating, it's very frustrating. And so I want to do a little less, and I'm on a good track with putting out less commissions and stuff, personal audios. Then my actual content, I think it all comes down to me trying to make my content hot. And I know that sounds kind of stupid, but like, all of my spicy content, like my spicy audios, I just try to make them hot. And everything always has to be, like, super exciting and hot. And it's, like, it's too much. And I don't know. It's very, very draining to make everything hot all the time. And I really want to find a better balance in my NSFW audios and the amount of wholesome things I do, like compared to NSFW stuff. I love doing them, but it's very, very draining to make stuff like that for me, because I do put my all into it. I create like a roleplay scenario that is new and refreshing, that makes sense, that has build up, that, like, everything. Like, I'm not just moaning in a microphone, that would be easy, but it's like, all of that is such a, I don't know, these are really, really draining audios to make, although I do love making them, and I listen back to them then, and realize, like, oh, I'm doing spicy stuff again. And the thing is, I don't think I'm super good at the actual NSFW stuff. I think my talents lay in building up tension, building up characters and a situation, and making it very smoothly go from, you know, like just a little scenario to like something very, very intimate and spicy, and like building my way up to the NSFW scene itself. But the NSFW scene, I've noticed that it's always, there's only so much you can do, you know? Like, you can get creative, and there's, like, so many, like, you know, top bomb, switch, different scenarios, different kind of characters. How would they have sex? How would they do this, does that? Like, is there foreplay or not? But, like, it all comes down to building up and then having like a sex scene or something, and I love doing them. But then again, I think I could be doing so much more, and it's so annoying that all of my videos have become the same way, like, as in, the build-up is way different, and everything's kind of unique, but then it comes down to, like, the actual scene, and, you know, I know people still like it, obviously, like, I know, I've been getting comments like that it's really hot, and that it's still good, and the quality's good, and the acting kind is good, and the whimpers are good, the moans are good, the kisses are good, but it's just, I don't know, I get frustrated sometimes with the actual SFW scenes, and I just want to balance it out more. But I know that the main event on my Patreon page is obviously the NSFW audios, and I wanna make more content, like diverse content, and it's really just necessary because physically and mentally it's draining me a lot to make stuff right now. And that's not good in the long run, so I need to find a better balance. And what I do now is I create, like, if you've seen it, like, for the past 3 weeks, I think, I've uploaded, like, 2 main NSFW audios per week, and I upload them at the same day. How I go about it is I create the stories throughout the whole week. Like, these are sometimes 40-minute or 30-minute audios, which is, like, a lot of scripting, a lot of talking, a lot of everything, and planning things out. And I do that throughout the week. And then the weekend, then I make the stories from Monday till Wednesday. And then on Thursday and Friday, I record. And then on Saturday, I edit everything together, or on Friday as well. And then I upload everything at the same time. And that pattern kind of works for me, like, really well. It works a lot better than, for example, releasing an audio on Wednesday and one audio on Sunday and, like, spread it out. It works way better to have it release at the same time, so I only have to worry about editing the both of them once, uploading the both of them once, because otherwise I'm just working and nonstop and doing thing after thing, and I just want to kind of, like, put things together on certain moments. That works a lot better for me, and I hope you still can, like, appreciate the pattern of uploads, because I do think it's, well, I can imagine that it's, sometimes I upload an audio that is, like, you appreciate the audio, and, but it's just not your thing, or not what you're looking for, and then there's always, like, another audio, and maybe that is a bit more your thing, and I like having 2 uploads, so you can kind of choose which one you prefer, or if there's one that you don't like, maybe then you'll like the other one, so, like, there's no disappointments when I upload my content that is just not for you, something like that. Also, I have been not uploading super much last week. I think I haven't even made an upload in November. Well, the audio I just uploaded, I think, when I record, yeah, I just uploaded. No, I am going to upload an audio and then upload this audio update. So apart from the audio I just uploaded about 7 minutes in heaven, I haven't really uploaded anything. And that's partially due to me just taking a bit more time for myself and to plan things out a bit. Also finishing up a lot of commissions. Like, I've been planning out a lot of stuff. I made so many announcements about Boys Love Story audios and what I'm gonna do and stuff. But it was really hard to write down that kind of stuff. But I've been writing and working a lot on Boys Love Stories. You've probably seen the announcements if you're a long time fan or member of my page. I think I'm pretty late in development, but these things take really a long time, like, to make, and, like, the late development of 2 of them, I'm not gonna reveal which ones, but you'll see them pretty soon, I hope. I'll release them pretty soon. The audios will be So they will be, instead of they like them being role plays, they're more of a storyline with multiple characters that are voiced by me and some other VAs of choosing that I casted. And also my boyfriend plays a character in one. And these are more of like, they're also going to be NSFW. So it's more of a like audio, spicy audio NSFW story. And it's all going to be boys love. So it's going to be like, you know, queer oriented love stories, kind of with a very spicy touch to it. Because that's what I do. And I love doing that. So it's going to be like building tension between the characters and then them eventually doing it with each other or making love or having other kind of intimacy with each other. And I'm really excited about that because I'm quite proud of these things that I can do that. I'm proud of myself for being able to create interesting characters and make them have conversations that make sense and have a situation with each other that makes sense and that works. And it's a bit different than just like a role play, you know, it's an actual story. Sorry, I yawned. Those are going to be coming out, but they do cost like me a lot of time and energy to work on them. But it's something I'm really proud of and passionate about. And I just hope you'll like these audios because I don't know, but I'm pretty sure you will. It's something different, something a bit more new and refreshing. And as much as I still like my content that I put out now, and everyone probably still likes my content, I myself just in general feel like it is time for a change to how I present my content, and the actual content I put out needs to be way more balanced between wholesome, building up sexual tension and romantic tension, and the actual NSFW stuff. And I don't really know, but sometimes I feel like making audios where it's just building up the tension and then there's no actual NSFW scene without it being not like, without it being SFW. So like, I still want to be free to explore sexuality without restrictions, without YouTube being restrictive of the language I can use or the themes I can bring up. But I don't always want to have an actual sex scene in the NSFW audios. I wanted to explore sexuality without any borders, but also it doesn't always have to be a super hot audio that, I don't know, that is just a lot of like actual like audio porn-ish stuff. I don't know how I feel about. Obviously, I really like moaning and stuff, and recording the moans is awesome, and I love putting all the wet sounds and the clappy noises and recording all of that. It's super fun to do, and I'll never stop doing that because it's just what I like doing. But I want to have a more balanced thing, and I'm super scared of that. I'm terrified of putting out content that is a bit more my own vision than what people want to hear. But then again, you guys here on my Patreon page, you're fans of mine. Like, you know me. There's a reason why you pledged to the tiers, and there's a reason why you're still here, because you care about me as a creator and you like the stuff I put out. And I think I feel more comfortable trying new things on my Patreon than, for example, on YouTube. I don't know, I want to create fresh content here as well, like new content that is not just the like general NSFW storylines, maybe some wholesome stuff, maybe I want to do some intimate stuff that is not roleplay. I want to talk into my microphone to you guys and maybe not towards like the listener character. Maybe I want to make comfort audios that is just me talking to you directly and comforting and just talking to you and just being myself a bit more instead of always playing to like a character. I think maybe that could also be a good thing to try out. So in general, audio update, I feel a bit stuck in my work, And I'm going to try and bring some changes by changing the way I upload, changing the way I make stuff and what I actually put out. And I also need to really learn accepting and embracing that I'm not always going to be 100% and my content is not always going to be 100%. And sometimes projects will not be as hot as other ones and stuff. And I also need to stop being afraid of trying new things, because I want to do them and I care too much about what people think to do them sometimes. I just need to learn how to get my creativity back and find new refreshing ways to put out the stories I want to put out, because I'm full of stories. I'm so full of ideas, of characters, of things I still want to do. Trust me, I'll be making content for years to come because I have so many things I want to do. And I think it's just, you know, I've been growing as a person. Obviously, I'm still young and developing myself. And with me developing, that obviously makes my content also change a bit. And, you know, these things are natural. So I think this is going to be a little evolution in my content and the way I work. I hope that the response to the new stuff that's coming out will be as great as old stuff. I'm gonna try a lot of new things and I hope you like it. Because I always say that, I always say I hope you like it. Because I really genuinely do hopefully like it. Like, I put a lot of effort in my stuff and it's always so nice to see the comments and responses that it's like actually validated and stuff, and I appreciate it. And I want to say that I really appreciate all of you. Still, I love making things for you guys. And yeah, I guess you'll hear my voice in the next audio. Have a really, really wonderful night and sleep tight. I love you.